welcome to the Poem of the Week. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good day.
We're going to talk today about something I can't imagine hasn't touched the lives of every single one of our listeners, and that's the whole aspect of patient safety. Not only is the medical literature filled with this, not only are our hospitals and the joint accreditation system, you know, just absolutely focused on patient safety, but our clinics and clinic managers and even our patients are demanding more patient safety focus than has ever happened in the past. No question, medical errors and lapses in safety result in significant morbidity and mortality, and there's no question that we could do a better job. But it's clearly systems-based work. It's not often a bad doctor. It's a whole system that needs to be adjusted. AHRQ, a federal agency charged with looking at quality, contracted with a group of researchers, one of them, the lead one, a colleague of mine from RAND, incredible epidemiologist. They were asked to evaluate and put together data on current strategies to improve patient safety, and they've come up with their list of the top 10 interventions. This is an article that was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine this year, 2013, volume 158. And it starts on page 365. Mark, what were the most effective strategies to improve patient safety?
Yeah, this is a nice review, and you know, something we can start to hopefully implement, or hopefully are already beginning to implement in our hospitals and outpatient centers. So, as you said, they did a systematic review sponsored by AHRQ, Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. And they rated the strength of evidence of the effectiveness, possible harmful or unintended consequences, how hard it would be to implement, the cost. And they came up with 10 strategies that they thought were really ready for prime time. A lot of these things you've heard about, checklists, okay, bundles that prevent central line bloodstream infection. So bundles are groups of interventions, several things that you might do at once to prevent a bloodstream infection. Similarly, bundles to prevent ventilator-associated pneumonia, raising the head of the bed, avoiding sedation, good oral care, subglottic suctioning. There are these bundles of four or five things that aren't hard to do, but you know, make a dramatic difference in the rates of pneumonia. Good hand hygiene, hand washing, we hear that all the time. Multi-component interventions or bundles to reduce pressure ulcers. We know what to do here. It's a matter of having the staff doing that consistently. Do not use list for hazardous abbreviations. That's something we can all try to change. You know, it's a one thin line separates a fourfold difference in dose if you think about QD versus QID. So using once daily or four times a day instead will help prevent those errors. Using ultrasound when you're placing a central line. I know we all took pride in training and putting a central line in blind, but we now have ultrasound that can guide the placement. And thinking about prophylaxis for venous thromboembolism, making sure we're doing that for appropriate patients. These are all things that are well proven, not that difficult to implement, not that costly, and can make a big difference.
Great. Very, very interesting. Some of these, technology can help, like the do not use list for hazardous abbreviations. Mm-hmm. I know that on REMR, when you type one of those, it populates it with the full text, and
right,
you can go back. And anyways, others of these, like hand washing, no high-tech answer. You just have to change people's behavior and make those hand washing tools available. Anyways, it's a good list, and hopefully we can come up with systems ways to not only implement them, but to have reminders and make it just ordinary everyday practice.
Yeah, I mean, these can make such a big difference. They've been dramatic decreases in hospital-associated infections, central line infections, ventilator-associated pneumonia rates. With these bundles of interventions and simple things, checklists, simple things. So it doesn't have to be complicated, but we have to be consistent.
Great. Thanks, Mark. We'll keep our eye on the list and talk to you again next week.
Great. Looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.